Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
Now it is October and Linda Goodman joins us for our October Autumn Interiors inspiration. Linda, how's it going?
Hi, David. I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I think I said it to you the last time and I'll say it this time again. I'm not the greatest with the knowledge of the interiors advice, so all of my questions will be fairly basic now today. But our topic today, autumn interiors, comfort and coziness. Tell me, what's the best way to go about it?
Yeah, so the thing is, David, is this time of year, as you know, like we're all naturally starting to spend more time indoors. Mm-hmm. There's no rocket science about this. It's about making it simple for yourself and your home, you know. The goal is really to make your space in your house feel warm and comforting and layered. And it's almost like digitalizing, putting a little cozy jumper on your home. That's what you want to do in autumn. So you can refresh your textiles, your lighting, your colors, and kind of match that season's mood in autumn. And so I have a few tips then for people just with regards to helping them create that in their house. Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. And I suppose what would be the best tips for that?
Yeah, so the number one tip, I suppose, they're not really in any order, you know what I mean? It's just all of them will help to create that space. So tip one is layer with textiles. So as you're noticing it got a bit colder, layering up. So you're not just layering up yourself as we go out, it's like layer up your home. So add thick blankets, velvet or corduroy cushions or throws, and even like a warm toned rug in your house will instantly make it feel more cozy. And the second thing would be to the light is really important. So instead of having kind of harsh, you know, ceiling bright lights, kind of switch to lamps, you know, two small lamps in the room or fairy lights, candles, anything that I suppose, David, that creates a soft glow, you know, that you've got that atmosphere. It instantly makes you feel like it's cozy and warm and welcoming.
Of course.
And you can get, and I've said this before, like you can get amber bulbs and different color bulbs to actually create, you know, warmer tones in your home. The other thing, which is obviously really key, is color. You know, in autumn, the colors are, you know, burnt orange, deep reds, mustards, even the forest green colors and neutrals, and kind of swap out your cushions that you may have had in your summertime to those colors, you know, your cushions or your, again, rugs, table runners, even any wall art, you know, if you've got wall art up, putting something that's a bit more with those autumny colors can instantly change the space. So color is key.
Of course.
That'd be another tip.
Yeah, so it's kind of setting that, I suppose, around the campfire feel inside in the sitting room.
That's a brilliant visual. You're born to do this, David.
I don't know about that, it is that kind of comfort. As you said, the warm jumper around the room. I suppose, how could somebody incorporate those autumn tones without doing a full makeover of a space?
Yeah, and I think that's the key is you want to, you know, not throw the whole budget into creating a whole space. Do you know what I mean? You can actually do it. The key is things like that are easy to take out of the room, which would be cushions, throws, rugs or art. They're the main ones. Candles as well is another one that you could swap. It's almost like you could in autumn, you would swap it out for autumn, winter. And then for spring, summer, you could swap it out for another color. You know, it's kind of you have a kind of back of these. Now, no, not everyone's going to do that. And it's not realistic, obviously, for everyone. But if you want to feel cozier in your home, it's something you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. And I suppose you kind of touched on it there, the fabrics and materials. What sort of textures would you be going for that cozy feel?
Yeah, that's the next tip is texture. So it's not just getting, say, throws and the cushions for the colour. If you actually pick the accessories that have a bit of texture in them. So think, you know, wool, like a wool jumper or that boucle fabric or chunky knits, faux fur, even natural wood, any of those kind of tactile elements that you almost want to touch them, you know, that kind of way, that makes it feel more snug and inviting. And another tip, which I love, is is bring the nature in, like decorate with nature. This time of year, you know, you might get pine cones or branches or acorns or, you know, dried flowers, and put them into bowls into your room, or make a little, you know, display or collage or something with them. Even the mini pumpkins now, like, it wasn't the case a few years ago, but now in Ireland, definitely, you go into even Aldi and Lidl and there's literally loads of pumpkin shapes, colours, you know, any of the supermarkets now, it's kind of that quirky pumpkin. Gather a few of them together, you know, they all look at funny shapes and all, and you can really just be a little decoration in your home at this time of year. So I love that as well. You know, you can bring kind of the outdoors in.
Yeah, 100%. It's kind of that adventurous bringing the season in and wrapping it all in the one area. I suppose one part of it as well for this time of year, curtains, because the nights are getting a lot shorter. So we see a lot more of our curtains. Is there a way we can, I suppose, zhuzh them up to make it more seasonally, or to make the space feel warmer, or I suppose better insulated nearly?
Yeah, there's wonderful ways you can do that, actually. When you can actually get thermal lining for curtains. Now, this would be when you were making the curtains. You know, you get thermal lining in, which is great, actually, for Irish homes. Blackout lining is great because it stops the light coming in. But thermal lining, it's like a fleecy layer in the middle of your fabric and the back of the curtain. Mm-hmm. That, in particular in homes where there may be drafts coming off the window, it's absolutely brilliant because it blocks the draft, you know, coming into the room. So in the summertime, you could have your curtains mostly open with the blind, say, on the window. So it's you know, you're not needing the heavy curtains. And then in the autumn, winter time, you can close the curtains, but, you know, it's... they're thermal, so the drafts aren't coming through. I think that's a really good tip for Irish homes, you know what I mean? Because there's always a draft coming from somewhere. <you know?
laughs> That's very true. Yeah. Of course.
Go ahead. Sorry, David.
No, all yours. Sorry, go ahead.
That's what I would say, though, about the curtains. I think it's a great tip, and it is the time. Now, obviously, if you want a pair of curtains that's going to go through the whole year, pick a neutral colour. You know, that, for example, you could add tie backs in the different colour. Like, you could add like burnt orange, or if you've got a neutral colour fabric and got a lovely burnt orange tie back, it would add in naturally this time of year. And then you could change it in the spring, summer if you wanted, you know. Yeah, so that's kind of it. And the other piece as well, like, again, creating that coziness, is you could create a little cozy nook where, you know, within the room or within a space. So a place, maybe a little reading corner or something, adding a comfy chair, side table, so you can have tea, read your book, have a soft throw, kind of an instant cozy zone. You know, that can always help, rather than having to do the whole place. And scent is a big one, like the smell of autumn, pumpkin spice, cinnamon, cloves, cedar, vanilla, you know, just really, you instantly feel like you're there, you know. So there, you can get that within candles, or you can get wax melts, or even essential oils. A lot of people are using diffusers now, you know. It just depends on what you like, and everyone's different. One smell will drive someone nuts and another person will love it, you know. So find what you like.
That's brilliant advice. Linda, we've got an awful lot of queries coming in from listeners, so we might take a very quick break and come back and put some of those questions to you, if that's all right.
No problem at all. Sounds good.
That's great. So if you do have any further questions for Linda and you'd like to get them answered, do get in touch with us. We're on 083 300 3300 to text or WhatsApp, or you could call Dervla on 066 7123 666. We'll be back with Linda for the autumn interiors advice slot after these.
Home Interiors on Talk About. Brought to you in association with Corcoran's Furniture and Carpets. For every room in your home.
And you're very welcome back to Friday's Talk About. Linda Goodman is here with us for our interiors advice slot. Linda, we've got quite a number of questions coming in, so I might just throw the first one at you, if that's all right.
Fantastic. Go for it.
So a caller has gotten in touch and they're selling their house and wonders, what is the best colour for the interior? They ask, is white too sterile? And also, most welcoming colour for a door of a white bungalow, please, they ask.
That's a great question. I would veer on the side of a warm white. So when you go into your local paint store, ask them for a warm white, which is usually another tone is in it. You know what I mean? You'll get the paint swatches. There's what I'll say, David, is there's like a million shades of white. It's actually mind-boggling, to be honest, for anybody trying to pick a white. The big thing I would say is don't overthink it. You know, don't overthink it. Go in, pick the simplest one that you're drawn to. Talk to the person in the store. But when I say warm white, a warm white has elements of like oranges and yellows in it. Obviously, it's so subtle you can barely see it, right? Creams. And then a colder white will have elements of blues and greens in it. But again, you can barely see them because it looks white, okay? Mm-hmm. So I just would really encourage, one, don't overthink it. And two, pick something towards the warm tones, because what will happen is when someone comes to view your house and you ultimately are staging it, you know, you're trying to make it look as best in its best way possible. They're white is best because it'll make every room feel bigger, which you want to show because you want to show this. But also it'll subconsciously make people feel like they're warm within that space. Mm-hmm. Because it's a warm tone. A lot of this is kind of stuff that you don't see, you know what I mean, or you're subconsciously is going on. But a warm white, but again, go down to your local paint store and ask for a warm white and don't overthink it.
Warm white and don't overthink it. And I suppose the second part of the question, would a white front door be a one to go for there, or is there another thing that can, I suppose, make it more welcoming and inviting to somebody looking?
Yeah, personally, and this is just my own opinion, again, mm-hmm. everyone needs to decide for themselves what's best, you know, and it's your own home. But I would find white very stark to come into a house. What I would be suggesting is to go for like a warm green colour, something that's actually welcoming and inviting. Red is a good colour because it's very striking and strong, but it would just depend what the rest of your house is, you know what I mean? If it's brickwork or if it's painted, and if it's the rest of your house is painted white, you want a contrast. What happens with contrast, it'll make the white of your house stand out and it'll make the green door more inviting because it's bringing you into the home because it's the colour. So I would suggest going for a colour on the door.
That's great advice there. And then Kathleen from Kilgarvan has gotten in touch with us as well, Linda, and she asks, what's the easiest way to make my home feel cosy without a full makeover?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kathleen, and thank you for that. The key is the textiles. So swapping out the throws, as we said before, the cushions, and at this time of year, getting them kind of chunky knits and velvets, so that it's like there's texture going on in your space. And you can kind of do as many as you can afford, or that you can do yourself. So it could be, you know, a couple of them, or, you know, and you could build it up over the years. Do you know that kind of way? So mm-hmm. you can have both a rug on the floor, putting a rug that's the warmer tones, but even layering texture, like a couple of rugs together and that are textures, like a thinner rug, layering them can create this kind of a cozy space and the textures. And those few touches will instantly warm up the space without any major changes.
That's great advice for Kathleen in Kilgarvan. And John in North Kerry has gotten in touch with us as well on the text. He says, I'm thinking of repainting my kitchen. How do I choose something that won't look dated in a couple of years' time?
Yeah, again, like a good question. The more neutral you go, John, the easier it's going to be to keep, you know, as in long term. But if you are painting a neutral colour, you want to make sure that you get a satin paint, a paint that's actually going to, that breathes, you know, that you can wipe down, because obviously it's in a kitchen. I like, you know, the kind of warmer grey tones in the kitchen. There's a, I think there's a colour in the colour trend called Temperance. It's a lovely colour. You can get warm greys or, again, that neutral. And it depends again, John, whether you're painting your units or not. Again, back to that idea of contrast. If there's a colour in your units, go for lighter in the walls. And if it's lighter, units go for darker in the walls. If you contrast it, what happens is both stand out on their own. Whereas if you go too similar, it looks like you're trying to match. And unless that's what you're looking to do, because some people can paint, but if you are going to paint it the same colour, you want to make sure that they're the exact same colour. Because if you paint something that's slightly different and there's not much of a contrast, it looks like you've made a mistake, basically, on your walls, because it's too close. It's like, oh, they made a mistake. So either get it all the exact same. And I know now with kitchens, a lot of people get their kitchens sprayed. And you can actually get the same colour for your wall and if that's what you want to do. But if you are going to do something like that, that's neutral, put kind of a colour handle on it or something, you know, to kind of bring an element of something else in. But ultimately, yeah, if you've got colour in your units and you're looking for something that's kind of neutral, a warm grey colour is usually good on the walls.
So that's the advice there. Some great advice for John in North Kerry. Carol in Rathmore has also been in touch and she asked, does Linda have any budget-friendly ways to decorate for autumn?
Yeah. Well, I suppose we talked about a little bit earlier about it, didn't you, David? Just about going out into your garden.
Yeah.
You know? What can you find? Branches, pine cones, any dried leaves, even a bowl of apples, you know what I mean, with the mini pumpkins. And you can also, another tip as well is things like use a scarf as a table runner. If you have a lovely scarf in your wardrobe that's those kind of autumny colours, put it along your table as a table runner, yeah. You know, with a bowl of a couple of cute pumpkins in the middle. Or if you've got cushions, a lot of times the inside of the cushions can actually be really neutral texture. So check inside your cushion covers, turn them around. They could be exactly, you know, the color that you need for this time of year. So they will be a couple of tips kind of, and it'll create that more neutral look, but more warmer.
Of course, those are great tips there for Carolyn Rathmore. Another listener has gotten in touch, Linda, and says, I've inherited some antique furniture from my parents, but my home is quite modern. How do I blend the two styles together without it looking mismatched?
Yeah, I love that. It's my favourite thing to do, is to mix both modern and antique. And so the simplest way to do it is to go for a neutral palette in the background and make those pieces of furniture stand out on their own. Like they're almost like the quirky pieces of the home that people are drawn to. The other thing that's lovely with antique furniture is gold tones. So any lamp you could pick a colour on the wall, say maybe a beautiful green colour. Say you have a neutral room and you paint it green, like a really how can I describe the colour, like a warm green colour that like an antique green, I suppose, is the only way I can describe it. Mm-hmm. You have those beautiful pieces of antique furniture. Most of the time antique furniture is dark wood, but I could be wrong. You could have other antique pieces. But if it is dark wood, gold is also a really good contrast. You could add gold lamps onto the antique table, say if it's a side table or a console table. And then the green on the walls with the gold and the antique furniture would look beautiful. And you can also just maybe paint one wall the green behind where the piece of furniture is. So it's making it kind of a feature, but it also, it just works. It works because the neutral of the modern home with that almost the highlight being the antique pieces can be so, so effective. So that's the kind of thing I would do. And you don't have to do, there's lots of different colours you go, but the core colours you pick need to be warm, strong colours if you're going to do antique furniture, or you go completely white and you let them really stand on their own.
Yeah, that's very good advice. And one fairly quick one as well. We're almost out of time, unfortunately, Linda, but one last one from Sharon in Tralee. She says, my apartment is small and I'm just wondering how I can create an autumn interior in a smaller space.
The simplest answer to that, Sharon, is a cozy corner. Find a little spot, get a lovely chair, make sure that you try the chairs out in the store so you're really cozy in it, and maybe a recliner so you can have your cup of tea, your book, and add your throws and your cushions and maybe a nice little picture that's warm. Light your candles and happy days.
That's very good advice. Linda, finally, before we let you go, if somebody is looking to get in touch with you, how do they reach out?
The simplest way to get in touch with me is to call the Cahir Sivean Corcoran store. But any of the stores, if you go in, any of the sales advisors are willing to help, and they're brilliant, full of fantastic knowledge in interiors. So anyone can help, or you can call the Cahir Sivean store directly to speak to me.
That's fantastic. Linda, thanks as always for joining us, and we'll chat to you again next month.
All right, thanks, David. Bye.
Thanks a million. That's Linda Goodman there with our monthly interiors advice slot.